Good morning, Daron. How are you?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
I'm doing great, thanks. Are you ever going to play a 1 o'clock Sunday football game again?
Hopefully, I will. Hopefully soon. I mean, it's been feeling like we just been having night games. And, I mean, although you enjoy them because, you know, you're on the national television and getting to play in front of a lot of people, it can take a toll on your body from time to time.
What's it like preparing for a guy like Aaron Rodgers?
It's a lot. I mean, because this is a guy who does everything well. He can scramble well, he throws the deep ball well, has excellent accuracy, smart quarterback, kind of always knows what you're in, always gets the ball out quick when he needs to get the ball out quick, does a good job of moving the safety in the middle of the field, controlling the safety, controlling the offense. I mean, he's what you would want in a quarterback. And it's going to be a tough task for us, so we're going to have to do a good job dealing with him on Sunday night.
Is there one receiver that's going to get more attention than others, or does he spread the ball around well enough for you not to have to do that?
I mean, he's kind of one of those guys. If he has a receiver with a high hand who's making plays, he's going to feed him. Or if it's a matchup that he likes, maybe a corner that he wants to keep getting the ball to, a receiver on that matchup, I mean, he's going to do it, but he's a quarterback who doesn't predetermine where he's going to go. He goes through all his reads, gets the ball in the right place, and does a good job of doing that.
We're talking to New England Patriots defensive back Daron Harmon. One of the hallmarks, one of the characteristics, it seems, of a Bill Belichick team, and especially a Bill Belichick defense, is that it improves throughout the course of the season. Are you seeing improvement in your defensive unit?
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, we're still a ways away from where we want to be. I mean, nobody's never going to be perfect, and you're always looking to be better. But I just think, in terms to where we were at the beginning of the year to where we are now, we're continually making improvement. We're getting better. We're doing the little things better, which is making us play more consistent football.
Now, a guy that you and some of the other safeties could be responsible for is Jimmy Graham, who's in his first year with the Packers. How big of a part of the offense is he with them?
He's huge. I mean, he's that security blanket, that force over the middle with seams, overs, outside fades. Because, I mean, he's a big athletic guy, guy who can go up and obviously get the football, make tough catches, has a big catch radius. This is a guy who's another weapon for Aaron Rodgers to have. So, like you said, safeties, linebackers, and maybe even some corners are going to be responsible for him at some point. We got to make sure we're doing a good job playing with good technique, good fundamentals, and being sound when we're on him, and make him make a tough throwing catch and don't give him anything just because we're not playing with good technique.
Daron, going back to what you're talking about with your defense, doing the little things to get better, specifically in the secondary, I know it's all linked. I know the pass rush helps and all that, and linebackers and whatnot. But in that secondary, what are these little things you're talking about?
Leverage, playing with the proper leverage. That's a main thing. Just as a secondary player, eye discipline, being able to communicate throughout, not even like throughout the down, but throughout the play. Because there's certain things where you might have to switch on the go, and you might have some communication between two or three players when covering the offensive guys. Then I would say that's probably the main thing. Yeah, that's for sure the main thing: communication, leverage, and good eye discipline.
Now, a couple of years ago at the trade deadline, Jamie Collins was traded away, and last year at the trade deadline, Jimmy Garoppolo was traded away. Trade deadline was this week. Is that something you guys even talk about? You know, maybe a new teammate would be on the way in, or maybe somebody that you were playing with could be on the way out. What is that day like?
It's a little weird. I said it earlier, I think like last week, because social media is so big. Everybody here is mostly on social media, so you see the rumors. You see this, that, and the other. Sources say this, sources say that. So, I mean, you see it, but, I mean, we try to do our best to just worry about what we can worry about, and that's the next game, the game that we had that week, and this week is the Green Bay Packers. We knew it was going to be a big test for us. It's going to be a big test for us. It's going to be an electric atmosphere, and we need everybody to be focused on playing their best football so we can get a win on Sunday night.
Daron, we always appreciate the time. Good luck Sunday night. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, care.
John. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.